This next phenomenon will probably blow your brain. One of the featured performers at this weekend's Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island is a young pianist named Joey Alexander, a very young pianist. Joey Alexander is just 12 years old, completely self-taught, and one of the youngest musicians ever to play the storied festival. Heidi Chang reports that he's been wowing critics, fellow musicians, and just about everyone who's heard him.
Jason Olane has heard a few musicians. He's director of programming for jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. He also produced Joey Alexander's debut album. Olane says, forget about the pianist's age.
Just close your eyes and listen to Joey.
Josiah Alexander Sila grew up in Indonesia. His parents ran a travel business.
My dad played a little bit of piano and guitar, but not that professionally. But I saw him play, and then he made me like, I want to play this instrument.
He also fell in love with his dad's record collection.
Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, Thelonious Monk. I hear all of these amazing musicians.
Alexander was especially captivated by one of Monk's recordings, Well You Needn't. Alexander figured out how to play it by ear. He was 6 years old.
I love Monk, you know, he's such fun. So much joy and also very deep when you listen to him. And what I love about Monk that is full of rhythms and harmonic structures that I love about Monk.
Alexander's family moved from Bali, where Joey was born, to Jakarta, so he could play with some of Indonesia's best jazz musicians. That's where fellow pianist Herbie Hancock heard Alexander. Word started getting around, and soon he was invited to play at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Joey was 10, and Jason Olane says another Monk tune impressed the musicians gathered for a rehearsal.
Joey plays a version of Around Midnight, and everybody's jaws dropped, looking at Joey like, this can't possibly be. He took another take afterwards, and it was a completely different arrangement. And again, everyone you kind of shrug your shoulders, look at each other, scratch your head, and just go, okay, all right, I've never seen this before.
One of the musicians who plays on Alexander's debut album is drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. He's 32 and says when he closed his eyes in the studio, he didn't hear a kid on the other side of the headphones.
And I watched him close his eyes, and I watched his head kind of just bobbing to the side. You know, he has this thing that he does, you know, when he's really going somewhere. And I was just like, this is freaking amazing. You know, like watching this little kid, he's going on all these harmonic adventures and melodic adventures and, you know, doing some really hip stuff. And he's just gone. You know, he's just completely in this next stratosphere. I'm like, that is a gift, man. You know, and when I open my eyes and I would look at him, that's what I saw. I was like, man, this kid is literally from another planet. And it's so beautiful to watch.
Owen says it's not just Alexander's musicality that sets him apart. It's his humanity.
You know, this kid is, you know, the world is going crazy over him. I mean, the last time I looked at one of his videos, he has like 8 million views. And the fact that he's still humble and so beautiful, you know, I mean, his family, they're really a very spiritual family. And so I think Joey has a core inside of him, a spiritual core that is transcending through his music. And that's what I think is going to set him apart.
Joey Alexander's parents gave up their travel business and eventually moved the family to New Jersey so Joey could pursue music. When he's not performing, the young pianist is homeschooled. He likes pop music, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, and the Beatles.
You know, I'm still me as a kid, playing toys, and I play sports. Like, I play a little bit of tennis, swimming, like a normal kid, and then I watch movies. You know, I watch TV.
Alexander is grateful for all of the support and encouragement he's received from so many of his fellow musicians and from producer Jason Olane. And he's thrilled to be a part of the New York City jazz scene, where so many of his idols first made those recordings he grew up hearing.
I always be a student. And also I learn by doing and listening sometimes to myself and also to other musicians, of course.
You're studying them. I've seen you, like, definitely checking them out.
That's what you have to do. I mean, you gotta, that's how you have inspirations to become better.
And how much better Joey Alexander will become is kind of mind-boggling to consider. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang.